On a cold Friday night, hundreds of Montrealers gathered in Cabot Square. They were there to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and to call for justice.
Everybody feels vulnerable right now because the laws, the rule of law, and the human rights have not been taken seriously.
This is Ellen Gabriel, one of the speakers at Friday's vigil.
To all the people who have lost loved ones because of racism, because of sexism, misogyny, we are here with you tonight to show our support. To everybody who has ever experienced this kind of violence, we know that it is painful and it has to stop.
For some of those who came out on Friday, the issue is personal.
My parents were like in the, they're in the like sex trade, so I have like a very personal attachment. Mother was, you know, a lady of the night. Father was a gigolo, so. And as far as I know, my family's kind of had in their own ways, their involvements personally or for survival due to colonialism and what the residential schools have left behind for people to cope and struggle with.
Schliepen Essie says it's important for her to show up, not just for her family, but for Indigenous people everywhere who may be carrying the weight of intergenerational trauma.
I've heard a couple of people that haven't had the same healing that I have, so I feel like it's an obligation because I've been blessed and fortunate enough to have certain help, and I see my peers that haven't.
Bronca Bradley says she sees the effects of this every day.
A lot of the women that we work with, they come in and they're broken, and we help to provide them just the basic sustenance. I mean, if you could think of like a mother that you might have had growing up, a lot of these women maybe not have had those similar role models. To support them in a loving way that honors and nurtures their spirit.
Bradley works at the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal, the group behind Friday's vigil. She says they're just asking for equal treatment.
It's extremely difficult for Indigenous women in urban areas because a lot of them don't have access to criminal justice systems or are highly discriminated against. So if they could get the same justice and equality as others, that would go a really long way.
In 2019, a national inquiry said that Canada was committing genocide in its handling of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. They issued 231 calls to action, only a fraction of which have been completed.
I'd like to see more of the calls of action being made. There's only been 11 that have been answered, and these are things that should no longer be swept under the rug. And if we continue showing up, maybe other people will stand with us.
Let's fight together and stand in solidarity and to bring to light this issue of violence that we all are responsible to fight against.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel with the Local Journalism Initiative.